Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On March 31st, another U.S. government agency confirmed that federal government's finances are on an unsustainable fiscal path. 2 weeks ago, I informed you that the mid-March release of the federal government's fiscal year September 30, 2025 financial statements revealed that the debt, liabilities, and unfunded liabilities for programs such as Social Security exceeded assets by more than $130 trillion. This was an increase of more than $12 trillion from the year before. In this document's executive summary is a bold headline stating an unsustainable fiscal path. In this section, it states the current fiscal path is unsustainable. The March 31st report was issued by the U.S. Government Accountability Office to the chair of the Subcommittee on Oversight of the Ways and Means Committee in the U.S. House of Representatives. The very first paragraph of this report begins, "Since fiscal 2014, the Department of the Treasury has increased the size and frequency of its debt auctions to finance persistent government deficits and refinance existing debt. In the fiscal year 2025, Treasury held 444 auctions of bills, notes, and bonds to borrow $1.9 trillion for government operations and refinance $9.1 trillion of maturing debt." The three bullet points at the bottom of page one of the GAO report state that unsustainable federal debt levels could cause investors to demand higher interest rates, that debt limit impasses increase the risk of government default, which could diminish the perception of Treasury securities as safe assets, and the potential diminished international role for the U.S. dollar could weaken demand for Treasury securities among foreign investors that hold dollars as reserves, use them for global trade, or use them for other financial transactions. Also, on page one are two recommendations for Congress. One addresses the nation's unsustainable fiscal path, and two, replace the current debt limit process with an approach that links decisions on debt to decisions on revenue and spending. The last sentence states, as of February 2026, Congress has not yet taken the recommended actions. I've been telling you this news on this station for 16 years. Will the regular media ever report on this issue? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.